Now the epistle for today's Mass is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 11. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and of the knowledge of God! How incomprehensible are his judgments, and how unsearchable his ways! For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and recompense shall be made him? For of him, and by him, and in him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. And the Holy Gospel, taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 28. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Going therefore, teach ye all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Behold, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. One of the greatest mystics of the Church, my dear faithful, was St. Catherine of Siena. What makes St. Catherine especially great as a mystic was that, even from her youth, she was constantly at work for others. As a girl, she was evidently beautiful, so her family thought they could arrange a great and noble wedding for her. However, Catherine had already chosen to be a spouse of Christ, thus she refused any talk of an earthly marriage. She gave herself to prayer and devotions. Her parents still held on to their hopes, though, and so to break Catherine's will, her parents had her constantly at work to prevent her from having peace and quiet for prayer. Catherine's days were thus filled with cooking, cleaning, and serving at table. She was treated as a common servant and was busy throughout the day. However, instead of leading her into a more worldly life, Catherine became even more devout. Later in life, she confessed that she did not give up her resolve because throughout her endless rounds of duties, she was always at prayer. Right in the midst of her labors, Catherine would take just a few moments to retreat into the solitude of her own heart. In this solitude, she retreated from the world and prayed to God. Using this retreat throughout the day, Catherine received the grace and strength to be firm in her vocation. And she kept this practice of making momentary retreats throughout her life, for her entire life was filled with endless labor. You see, St. Catherine of Siena was a great mystic, receiving many visions and revelations. But she was also one of the most influential women in the world at her time, and probably of all time. She counseled popes and kings in the great affairs of the world, as well as a multitude of nobles and peasants who came to her, seeking her advice in leading a more spiritual life. Catherine's days were filled with working with and for others, but they were also filled with God at the same time. Throughout the day, she took her momentary spiritual retreats to pray to God. And by means of this, she was always calm and serene. Even in the midst of the crowds of people who came to her, she always enjoyed solitude in her heart. And yet, St. Catherine did not retreat to be alone in this solitude. She went to spend time with God, to talk to Him, and be with Him, for she knew that God dwelt within her. She knew the truth and the reality of our Lord's words in today's Gospel, "I am with you all days." Jesus Christ was with St. Catherine not only in the Blessed Sacrament, But he was also with her all day and every day in a very special and intimate way. For our Lord dwells in the souls of all those who are in the state of sanctifying grace. But of course, he does not dwell there alone. All three divine persons of the Blessed Trinity are with us all days. For God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost dwell in those in the state of grace. This is called the indwelling of the Blessed Trinity. The three persons dwell in us in order to vivify us more and more. The more we know, are aware of, and love the indwelling of the Trinity, the more this divine presence will become intimately present and active within us. As long as we are in the state of sanctifying grace, this indwelling continues. And please God, even unto the moment when it grows into the beatific vision that will give the perfect happiness of heaven. You see, sanctifying grace is not merely the means to heaven. It is actually the eternal life of heaven already begun within us. This is true because by sanctifying grace, God gives us a share in his own divine life. Of course, we are easily distracted by the passing goods and pleasures of this world. But the true good, the true source of happiness, is Almighty God. And we possess God by sanctifying grace. All that makes heaven, heaven, we have right now, though in a dark and limited manner. It can be difficult to comprehend this because we cannot see how great a good we have in possessing the Blessed Trinity within our souls. We cannot fully understand this until we finally reach heaven. Please God, when we reach heaven and behold the awesome sight of seeing God face to face, then and only then will we understand how great, how good our God truly is. We will be filled with joy, wonder, and awe that the infinite God is ours. And that wonder, joy, and awe will remain with us for all eternity. We will never be able to get enough. In this life on earth, though, the light of faith gives us only a dim view of the majesty of God. But we do possess him now through sanctifying grace. The Blessed Trinity is present within us, and we should look to their dwelling within us as a source of grace and strength, just as it was for St. Catherine of Siena. Thus, when you have difficulty at work, or some decision to make, or a conflict with a family member, that is when you should take a moment to retreat into the solitude of your heart. Go to the Blessed Trinity dwelling within you and ask them for help and strength to carry your cross. At first, this may be difficult, but the more you do it, the easier it will become. And the closer you become to the Trinity, the more the presence of the three persons will grow inside you. We are, my dear faithful, like a temple, a living temple of the Blessed Trinity. As their presence grows, so your temple, the Trinity's dwelling place in your soul, grows more beautiful. But we must protect our sanctifying grace. We must safeguard this temple and do whatever we need to do to keep the Trinity therein. This is especially true today when sanctifying grace is attacked in so many ways and so often each day. Immodesty is the new standard of fashion. Impurity is a common topic of conversation. And there are so many other great evils and temptations in our day. We must not welcome into our lives, into our souls, into our temple where God Himself dwells, the immorality of the world. By these temptations, the modern world tries to destroy the temple in our souls. To strengthen ourselves against it, we should take up the practice of St. Catherine's retreats. When St. Catherine took a few moments to retreat within herself, she looked to the Blessed Trinity dwelling within her. By her faith, she knew these divine persons dwelt within her, and she was filled with a trusting hope in them and a burning charity for them. She knew that if God was with her, then who could stand against her? Thus, with utter confidence, she prayed to the Blessed Trinity dwelling within her. St. Catherine was strengthened by the share in the divine life to give advice and lead souls to eternal life, as well as counsel kings and popes in the great affairs of the church and the world. The fact that God dwelt within her, watched over her, guided her, and shared in her daily trials, that made St. Catherine of Siena ready for anything that may come. Like St. Catherine, my dear faithful, take up this practice, and you will find strength, courage, and comfort in it. Every day, throughout the day, take a few moments to make a spiritual retreat. Pause and remember that the Blessed Trinity dwells within you. These three divine persons are in your soul, for you to know them, trust them, and love them with all your heart. Turn to them and ask them to give you the grace you need to preserve their presence within your soul. Remember that out of the 7 billion people in the world today, God has chosen you in particular to have the Mass and the sacraments in order to preserve sanctifying grace and His divine presence in your soul. Treasure this supreme gift and show gratitude to the Blessed Trinity every day, my dear faithful, by taking even just a few moments to remember the divine guests that dwell within you. In the fight for the salvation of your soul, remember that God stands with you. And so, who can stand against you? Recall that God is with you all days, as He promised in today's Gospel. And rest secure in this divine embrace. Fight to keep God in your heart. Do not cast Him out by mortal sin. If God forbid this should ever happen, then run to welcome the Blessed Trinity back into your soul by making a good confession. It cannot be said enough that sanctifying grace, that share in the divine life, is all that really matters. The salvation of your soul is all that really matters, my dear faithful. And so ask the Blessed Trinity to be with you all the days, even unto the consummation of your life, and to give you the grace to one day see the glory of God and enjoy eternal peace in heaven. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.